On the program today, we have Callahan's Chris Howard talking about their leadership team development program, which is being offered up in September, so check it out. What is it? What is the Callahan Leadership Team Development Program for folks out there who may not have heard of it yet?
Sure. Leadership Team Development is an executive team learning program. Mm-hmm. We deliver it online and through interactive webinars to small teams of senior executives. Mm-hmm. We designed it to help credit union executive teams function more efficiently, okay, more effectively, especially in their roles as strategic leaders, because that's really tough when you've got to keep the business running, the wheels on the bus, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you're working together to do that every day. You're all focused on what you do and what you're so good at. And that's terrific, but it doesn't get you over the horizon. It doesn't take care of next year or the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It takes care of tomorrow and next week and next month.
Mm-hmm.
And our clients have been telling us they need some tools to help look out over the horizon more effectively as a team.
Yeah, why is this so important today? I mean, as opposed to maybe 5 years ago or even a year ago. I mean, why is it so important today? Because of things are changing so rapidly, or?
Well, things are changing really rapidly.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is incredibly disruptive today. Technology develops very fast. People are leveraging that technology for new business models. It changes it changes cost bases, it changes approaches, and it really changes the expectations of our members.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is a challenge to deal with. All of it requires attention, it requires investment, it requires rethinking stuff. And as I said earlier, it's tough to do strategy effectively when you're worried about keeping the wheels on the bus.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So we're finding increasingly, and we hear this from our clients all over the country, that they're building out their teams, bringing in more expertise, more diversity in experience, mm-hmm, and background. And that's great. Huge resources. But that the new folks often struggle with the old folks. It's, you know, one side or the other is struggling.
Yeah, a generational thing, yeah.
They don't share a language. They don't share a strategic framework. They don't have the basis to do efficient and effective work together.
Right.
So that's what we built this to attack.
Okay, and it sounds like, is it kind of up to the leader, I assume? I'm assuming that, you know, to kind of meld those two communications, those two generations together and help them communicate, or?
You know, leaders, they're focused on leading.
Yep.
They're focused on defining a vision for the future. That's their job.
Right.
And they need a good, effective, cross-functional team to execute that vision so that it can go smoothly and effectively and efficiently. And that doesn't happen by accident.
Right.
And it doesn't happen by force of will.
Mm-hmm.
It requires clear communications. It requires convergent decision-making. You can't spin round and round trying to seek consensus when people aren't speaking the same language.
Right, right.
So these are skills that they have to be learned and they have to be practiced.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you can go off to an executive education course and come back and have for your team. You can come back and be a lot smarter and a lot more effective as an individual leader, but it doesn't change the team. And that's the critical thing that we're seeing, is that effective strategy on an ongoing basis is a team exercise, because strategy is a process.
And
it's always been a process. Eisenhower said, plans are worthless, but planning, that's everything. It's the process that matters, not the, it's the process that matters. It is not the strategic plan you end up with.
Right.
So as an ongoing process, it requires ongoing attention. And that's a team effort. And to be effective, the team has to have a common framework.
Mm-hmm.
And a common language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we built this program to provide.
Sounds like alignment is the key word here. Just like your car needs to be in line, all four wheels. It sounds like this is right up the same alley.
I didn't actually send you speaking notes, did I?
Because
that word and actually culture are at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Strategy is all about alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's about shaping and reflecting culture. For strategy to be effective, it has to be consistent, mm-hmm, with values and vision.
If you don't mind, what are a couple of nuts and bolts of this program, that just some examples that folks could kind of grasp a hold of here?
Absolutely. Well, we deliver the program. The program has two chunks. if you want the nuts and bolts, sure. If you will. We developed this in collaboration with HBX, which is Harvard Business School's online learning initiative.
Nice.
And with Professor Clayton Christensen, who's a world-renowned business thinker. He is the guy who created, who coined the term disruptive innovation. So he's the guy who framed all of this conversation, who who built the lexicon or the glossary of language that we use today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the challenges we face as credit unions. But all his work is it really built for Fortune 500 companies, mm-hmm. multinationals. Now, HBX is an initiative at Harvard to take Harvard Business School learning out of Cambridge and take it to people who can't get to Cambridge. And for the most part, that includes credit union leadership teams. The thing is, as I said, it's based on it's aimed at multinationals, large multinationals,
okay.
which we're not. And we're not all about return to the stockholder, because we don't have stockholders. We're all about return to the member.
Right.
So it's great material and it's got great value for us, but it isn't really directly applicable in credit unions. So we take that core curriculum, mm-hmm. which is developed or delivered online through the HBX interactive platform, mm-hmm. and we build a program around it that supplements the Harvard Business School case studies with credit union case studies. Callahan has the largest collection of credit union case studies in the world.
You guys have a lot of content, big time.
So that's what we do. We apply this stuff. One, we apply this stuff to the credit union environment. Perfect. Two, we work with the team so that they can all understand it in the same framework, so mm-hmm. they can talk about it in a way that's constructive and helpful. Mm-hmm. And then it's a 3-month program
wow.
that is delivered. It's delivered, though, over time, which is great for a number of reasons. It means you never leave the credit union. You do it. It's meaningful effort, but it's a manageable effort.
Okay.
So you can do it at your own pace, on your own time.
Awesome.
You get together every 2 weeks for a webinar that we facilitate, mm-hmm. very structured. Harvard calls them huddles. But it's about understanding the concepts that Professor Christensen teaches in the Disruptive Strategy course. It's about applying those concepts to the credit union environment. And then it's about practicing to use those concepts. And we do that with the whole team on a particular issue that matters to the credit union. I'll sit down, or one of my senior colleagues here at Callahan, I'll sit down with the CEO before we start this and identify a strategic question, something the credit union is working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll use that as a use case. So that every 2 weeks for the next 3 months, we're going to spend some time applying the lessons that we're learning from Clay Christensen and that we're placing in the credit union context directly to what client credit union is working on today, directly to that strategic question.
Yep.
So that at the end, you've got a senior leadership team that is in the habit of using these tools effectively to address their real challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They really hit the ground running. And they can take off. They don't need us anymore.
Well, sounds like you guys are creating good habits, so to speak. You know, it's like you get immersed in this program for 3 months, and you just kind of develop this way of life almost. And then once you're out of it, then you kind of keep going with there. You kind of run with it.
You know, that's exactly what the purpose is, to come out the other side in the habit of talking about strategy and using mm-hmm. using your strategic vision and those critical paths you laid out as part of your strategy to guide the decisions you make day to day to make sure they keep you on the path,
right.
keep you moving toward where you want to be. That's the outcome. And it's very effective learning. We've had some tremendous impacts because the methodology is really sound. You know, you learn, you understand in context, you apply, you practice,
mm-hmm.
and you do it over and over again. You do it repeatedly, sort of cyclically,
yeah.
so that it becomes second nature. You develop the habit of using the tools, you develop the habit of using this strategic language,
mm-hmm.
and using the language keeps you out of the weeds.
Yeah.
So when you get together for half an hour every week to talk about strategy, you're not talking about the challenges at Branch X, or the issues rolling out this new product, or even the new developments that you're working on for mobile. That's all critical stuff,
mm-hmm.
but from a strategy standpoint, it's execution. It's in the weeds. Mm-hmm. So you have your normal business language for that, and you have this framework to work on strategy.
Awesome.
Everything aligned. So yeah, we're getting great outcomes, Mike.
Awesome. So what's the big picture here? What are the massive goals here? Obviously, you want to have as many credit unions sign up for this as possible so we can kind of spread the good word out there with these folks and get these practices going and improve the industry, it sounds like. Your take?
I think this is one step among a lot that we're encouraging at Callahan and that others are encouraging in the industry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Help credit unions become more effective at looking over the horizon, at looking at themselves in a broader scope, mm-hmm. as a whole institution, not pieces, not different silos,
yeah.
and placing themselves in the bigger context. Because from my perspective, and I'm still new here, you and I have talked about this before, I've got the zeal of the newly converted, I'm a recovering banker, but I see credit unions as being the natural answer for at least 90% of average Americans.
I agree.
And right now we're serving 9% of average.
We got to add a zero to that.
That's right. So this is just, these are tools. These are tools. Mm-hmm. This is a step, an investment in that direction. Mm-hmm. That's the way we see it.
Yeah, I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for tools, you know? I mean, it's to make this, I think they're eager to make it happen, but they're looking for the right tool to make it happen.
Yeah, well, that's, people need tools. Nobody does this just out of thin air. And that's what's the old line, you don't want to reinvent the wheel? You don't.
No.
You want to refine it. You want to get a better tread on it for whatever conditions you're in.
Yeah, indeed.
You don't want to start all over. You don't want to build your own wheel when somebody can sell you one and it's better and it's quicker. So that's, tools matter and engaging and interacting matters. And, you know, we're seeing clients who 18 months later are still using this language and framework on an almost daily basis.
Really? Wow.
Not just at the senior teams, but in their down through their management. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of clients come back. We designed this for executive teams. We thought that's where it worked, where it made sense. But we've had a number of clients come back and ask us to tailor it to work with their second tier of management.
Really?
As a development tool.
Okay.
And that's a different program, but that wasn't challenging for us because, frankly, every one of these is a different program.
Okay.
Every time we deliver it, it is customized for that client because it's built around that unique strategic question that each client works out with us in advance. That's where the core learning takes place. It's taking these abstract concepts and making them work right here on something that matters to them today.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. They really learn how to use them.
Enhancing that passion, by golly, that's what we were here for. So, I mean, to wrap up here, Chris, I mean, where can folks find out more about it? And when can, I mean, is this a course that you can take any time? Or is it like, can you only take it like, you know, September through November? Or is it offered all the time?
Because of the structure, it's a very complex course to deliver. It's great for credit unions because they don't miss any work and they never have to leave the credit union. But for us, that makes it much more complex to deliver.
Right.
And with that in mind, and because we have to coordinate with HBX, we offer 3 sessions a year starting toward the end of September.
Gotcha.
And the beginning of January and the beginning of April.
Okay, perfect.
Runs about 3 months. And these are for teams of 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
When we've had larger leadership teams, we run 2 teams in parallel because to get the whole effect and to optimize the learning, you do it in a team of about 6 or 7 at the largest.
Gotcha.
And to learn more, go to callahan.com. There's a leadership development tab. Click down, there's a leadership team development button, and ask for more information.
Right on. All right, man. Well, this
get back out to you.
This is good timing because, I mean, you're going to be launching it in September for folks to take. So we'll get this posted in a good timing for you.
Now, well, I appreciate that. There are only a couple of slots left there. It's a good time to do it, though, because it really lets you hit the ground running mm-hmm. at the beginning of your year.
Exactly.
You've got a plan to execute, yep. and you come out of this at full speed, ready to execute.
With the kids going back to school, you might as well go back to school yourself. Why not? Good timing.
I love it. Very good.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks very much for this enlightening chat. And this is a really cool program. And I hope we'll get the word out there for you as well and get more folks out there involved in it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Indeed.